What's up, y'all? I'm back with another episode. I was supposed to put out one last week, but got a little behind, a little hectic, trying to finish out relaxing before school year starts. I am super excited about starting the school year and all the wonderful things that this year has to hold. I just found out that my article was submitted to a journal. So that is exciting. Happy about that. It's the first time I've ever published anything in my entire scientific career. And it's a good thing to have and put on my resume. And just to have to back me and open up so many other doors for other opportunities. But for right now, one of the things that I wanted to come and talk to you guys about today was about how you all handle adversity. Like when you are posed with problems or situations in your life, how do you handle them? Just recently, I just was listening to my girl, Jessica Henry, who I love. I think she's an amazing person, and she always has me thinking about things, and I love talks with her. And just having some understanding about some of the things that I have been faced with, even in my career as a graduate student and also a mom, with becoming a mother, going to school while pregnant with Naomi, and also teaching full time. Like, so, you know, one of those questions was posed on her station 1111, and I wanted to come and kind of talk to you guys about that, because I was thinking about that myself and wondering how you guys handle certain situations or whatever. There may be consequences to situations and other problems that you might have. One of the ways I like to look at situations or overcome problems is to evaluate what I know the outcome has to be, and look at it in a positive way instead of a negative one. You know, sometimes we are faced with certain situations and we choose to either attack it head on or not even touch it and just let it be what it's going to be. And I like to think of myself as a person that always is optimistic and look at situations from the brighter side, because I've had so many hardship in my life that I learned that the way you look at things, the way you decide to approach things, is what they are ultimately going to be. And you can choose or decide how your situation and outcome will become at the end, if you choose to, you know, have your mindset set on that and to kind of control your attitude towards that. And I know a lot of people don't like to hear that, because if they're in their situation is what their situation is. And sometimes people don't like to evaluate that in that way. But at the end of the day, I feel when we look at our situation and we evaluate what our problems are, we can say, okay, well, this is how we want to address it, or this is what we should do to handle that. I know I've made many mistakes over the course of the year, but one thing I can say is I've also been told, you know, that I couldn't accomplish a goal that I know I had set for myself. And you know, it's very disheartening to have somebody say discouraging things to you, and you have to sit and not necessarily accept what they say, but listen to that negativity come from somebody who either A, doesn't know you, or B, don't know what you are capable of. And so, in a sense, you gotta always put those things aside and think about what you're trying to accomplish. And there's nothing great or more great than, you know, going through a obstacle that you may have had and actually making it on top, because you fought through it to get there. And one of my primary examples was getting this education degree. Like, this was probably one of the hardest things to get through. Not the coursework. It was just the process. like all the different things you have to know and the questions that I had while going through the program and doing the different things. Like, I think that was one of the biggest things that I had to, or obstacles I had to overcome. And a lot of mistakes were made. And I had a lot of challenges, but one thing I can say is I was optimistic about it. I decided to keep pushing through, keep working hard, and that's as much as I can say for everything that I have been through ultimately this year. This has been a great year despite many obstacles that I have had to overcome. So I love sharing this with everyone, and I hope that this podcast inspires you to think about some of your mistakes or some of your obstacles or some of your issues that you may have had, and to kind of just push through those things and say, you know, you can make it to the other side, because that is very possible for you to do that if you have that positive mindset. So I hope you guys have a wonderful week. I'll probably be dropping another episode next week. I should have already had at least my goal for the summer was 20, but I only got 5. But hey, I'll get there. Again, setting goals, setting trends, facing problems. That's what I do for a living. So I look forward to handling more things as they come. I hope I see you guys pretty soon. Come listen to my station and let me know what you guys think.